This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are, plus or minus, about 100 members of Congress, House and Senate, leaving Capitol Hill come January, most of them Republicans, as it happens. Some of them are retiring, some of them lost, but either way they're going, they're part of the biggest congressional exodus since before World War II. Nowadays, what usually happens is that about half of the used-to-be lawmakers who decide they want to keep on working wind up going to K Street, shorthand for Washington's lobbying industry. And given the size of this year's exiting class, that job hunt is going to be pretty competitive. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer looks at the business of being a former member of Congress.
It's packing day in Congressman Rick Nolan's office.
They're like technically two different shipments.
Nolan's staffers are stuffing boxes with pictures and mementos. Nolan, a Democrat from Minnesota, has served two stints in Congress. The first one was from 1975 to 81. When he left that year, lobbying was just becoming a thing in Washington.
Many of my colleagues became lobbyists, made millions and millions of dollars, quite frankly.
Like who?
Oh, I don't want to mention any names.
Nolan did not become a lobbyist. He returned home to Minnesota, where his family owned a sawmill and he ran an export business. Nolan was reelected to the House in 2013. He says he's not going to become a lobbyist after this stint in Congress either, although he would consider consulting work for the lumber or mining industries.
If any one of those interests came to me and said, hey, we could use a little help here, would you testify? I'd say, sure.
Nolan's just one guy. But if he's not looking for a job on K Street, that's one less competitor for the crowd of departing lawmakers who are. Technically, job hunting isn't supposed to start until departing members of Congress have actually departed. But that doesn't stop them from unleashing their people on people like this guy.
My name is Rich Gold, and I am the head of the public policy group at Holland & Knight in Washington.
Holland & Knight is a global law firm with a significant lobbying operation, including four ex-members of Congress from both parties. That's actually a lot of former lawmakers by D.C. standards. Gold says Holland & Knight isn't in the market for any more, but he's still getting overtures like this.
Just wanted to catch up and, you know, think about what I'm going to be doing next. And, you know, was told you're a good person to talk to about these things.
Gold says that congressional inquiry came as a voicemail. Gold has also been buttonholed when he's out to dinner. Two exiting lawmakers sidled up to his table recently. They also just wanted to catch up.
Usually it's the other way around, where I'm walking up to a dinner table and excusing myself and saying, hey, how are you doing? Would love to catch up on this issue.
Gold says for powerful committee chairs, who are all Republicans since the GOP still controls Congress, there will be no role reversal. They'll still call the shots.
The Ways and Means and Finance Committee, the tax writing committees, are very attractive.
Legally, congressional expats can't become registered lobbyists for a year if they were in the House, and two for the Senate, but
they can act as senior advisors, strategic advisors, directing the lobbying troops from the rear.
That's Sheila Krumholtz, head of the Center for Responsive Politics. She says there's a reason nearly half of departing members from both parties who continue working become lobbyists.
Some of them are collecting seven-figure salaries. And there are also the bonuses if they are successful in their lobbying campaigns for clients.
And those exiting members who don't snag a lobbying gig, they have lots of other options. Think tanks, trade associations, and they know how to job hunt. After all, each one of them has convinced thousands and thousands of voters, sometimes year after year, that they're the only person for the job. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.